Father, tonight as we listen and sit under your word, Lord, your word has been around for about 2,000 years, Lord. It has never changed, Lord. And it still changes lives every day in this world. Every day people come to you in this world. Every day someone turns to Jesus and they will never be the same again. Lord, in this town, in Secunda, there's many Bibles, Lord. There's more Bibles here than believers. And so what I pray for, Lord, is that we, as a congregation, will help to make the Word of God alive in this town. It's here. We know it. We can quote it. We know some songs. But Lord, for many of us in this town, the Word of God is, it's kind of dead. May it be through our lives, Lord, that people are changed. Lord, as we look just back, Lord, as the last 2.5 years, Lord, that I've been here and the church has been here before that, you've saved so many lives, so many marriages. So many boys became men. So many girls became women, Lord. So many people that was just wandering around, received a purpose. There's life changes in this place. Teachers, miners, engineers. Life changes because of what you did, Jesus. And tonight, may the word that we know, and even some of these scripture that we have seen before, we know it, may it find a home in our heart and come alive. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Awesome. Oh, let us just quickly pray for all our friends that's not here, that's on the roads, long weekend. There's a lot of guys not here. And Lord, we just want to ask that every person that's traveling, flying, driving, as they're out there, Lord, I'm even thinking of some of the guys that's at the moment in Africa, Lord. Be with them, protect them, Lord Jesus. Those on their motorbikes, those in their cars, Lord Jesus, we pray that you will bring everyone back safe. Thank you for our brothers and sisters, Lord. Even if they're not here tonight, Lord, we just connect with them in the Spirit and thank you that we can be one. Amen. Awesome, guys. I enjoy evenings like this. Every now and then, I just have my quiet time. It's normally in between sermon series. We had a few this year. We had Hearing God's Voice. That was 4 Sundays. It's on the website. Get it. It's good stuff. We had Meant for More. We did a bit on sonship. And in 2 weeks, the 10th, when we move into our new venue, we're going to kick off with Relationship Month. Amen? Yeah. Everyone's excited? Yeah. We've got a special surprise for you the 17th of May in that building. Just know there's a surprise. Bring as many people as you know. But every now and then, in between the sermon series, which we very carefully plan out, we know there's a spiritual diet that God needs to give to us as a congregation. There's stuff you need to preach through every year. That's just how it is. Okay? That's essential for Christian living. And then in between those sermon series, there's almost for me like a bit of a blank page where I just bring whatever's on my heart. And tonight is one of those evenings. I'm actually reading through Colossians with two guys that's in our church at the moment. We're doing an accountability group. And God just spoke to me through my reading. And so my theme for tonight is 4 truths that brings hope. Okay? Just out of Colossians. Basic stuff that should encourage you tonight. I want to say maybe you're a bit discouraged. Sometimes we feel a bit like a Mahindra that's stuck in the mud. Nils. But that doesn't happen. Oh, I got annoyed. Okay. So we feel sometimes like a vehicle stuck in the mud. Okay, I mean, like, we know the wheels are turning. We know where we must go. But it's like, hey, it's 1 week. I'm still here. Hey, it's 1 month. Guess what? I'm still here. It's not like I'm totally discouraged, but I'm not overflowing with joy. Maybe I have some happiness when something nice happens, but happiness goes away like this. Did you know that? There's a difference between happiness and joy. Joy comes from the inside, which means outward circumstances can change. joy remains. Happiness is very fickle. Okay, happiness can change in a moment. Sometimes we get on that happiness plane. Okay, the joy of the Lord is not coming up, so we kind of okay, up down. And if that's where you are, I'm happy because you're at the right place tonight. Because God has got stuff to say to us, to encourage us tonight. Are you maybe a bit tired in your spirit, not in your body? Okay, you may be fresh and healthy, but are you maybe a bit tired, you know, in your spirit? Have you been let down maybe, okay, by someone in your small group? It happens, eh? Especially if you're in my small group, okay? Have you maybe let yourself down? You may be a bit tired tonight. I want you to have hope tonight. I'm just going to run into this. We're not going to be long tonight. It's a long weekend. Let's have it a short sermon and let's have some coffee at the back and just have some good time with one another. We're going to jump into Colossians. Colossians 1 and 2. That's where we're going to be tonight. So you're welcome to read it afterwards. I want to single out some verses and just chat us through it. Colossians 1 verse 5. By the way, action-packed book. I think maybe we must preach through Colossians later this year. Last year we did Philippians, and we also did, what's the other book we did? Oh, 1 Thessalonians. We did Only for the Brave. Maybe we'll do this one. This is action-packed. Okay. This is like highlights, but it never stops. Verse 5, Colossians, Colossians, eh? Of this you have heard before, in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and increasing. What is bearing fruit? Gospel. What is the gospel? It is news. Okay? The gospel. But it is the good news about Jesus. That's the gospel, all right? Interesting that a message of good news can bear fruit, right? The gospel in the whole world is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Number one, straight up, take up, the gospel bears fruit. Okay, take this home, write this down on your heart, on your fridge. The gospel is what bears fruit. You know how this works? You pray for someone, maybe you get discouraged. You're in a small group, you've got certain ideals, and then God comes, and through the word, maybe in church or maybe at your home, someone that you've been praying for a long time, suddenly their heart changed, and everything changed in your life. It's amazing how it works. If we think about it clearly, our happiness is actually a lot dependent of what happens through us. Okay? The moment we see that God can use us and we bear fruit, we get joy from that. Okay? And so here's the lie of the enemy. He takes us to a place where we have no joy and we are running on this happiness tank. Okay? It goes up, down, bit of fuel. If it's empty, you're sad. Then you're very happy. Facebook post, I love life. It's awesome. Next moment, and you know who you want to send this to, but you send it on Facebook for all your friends. Some people, when they talk to me, they don't respect me. Everyone knows you're talking about your boyfriend, all right? That you post on Facebook. You know what I'm talking about, okay? Facebook is like, sometimes you don't need the Holy Spirit. You just need Facebook to see how it's going with your friends. In any case, let me don't start with Facebook bashing. But it's interesting, when something happens through you, something in you comes alive. Isn't that true? When the gospel works through you, it's amazing. But when you run empty, here's the lie that comes to you, each one of us. Get yourself something new. That's what you need. Okay? That's a temptation from the enemy. Rudy, koop 'n nuwe bakkie. Jy's ongelukkig want jy het nie 'n double cab nie. Okay? That's the voice. So we go, take our paycheck to some other place. Boom! In debt. But that's a happiness tank, right? 1 week. Rudy, that bucky doesn't have mags. Okay. And so you go again. 1 week. Now you fixed everything in your bucky. Okay. Now the next thing starts. All right. Listen, the gospel bears fruit. Okay. Even when the Bible says, you are the branches, right? God is the vine. Everyone who is in me will bear fruit. How? Through the gospel. Firstly, you're going to be changed through the good news of Christ. The fact that he's stepping into your life to be your Savior, your Lord, your best friend forever. It changes you. You are bearing fruit. All right? Or you're bearing a different fruit. Previously, maybe there was a fruit in your life, but it sucked. Okay, it was bad fruit. Now you're different. What made the difference? The gospel. Guys, hold on to this with your whole life. All right? You guys is going on missions. Hold on to the gospel. Okay? Who's going to change lives in Zimbabwe? Guess what? Not you. All right? Because you and I, we're not that amazing. But you know what? When the gospel comes through a heart that's pure, not a heart that's perfect, just a heart that loves Jesus. If it comes through that heart, boom, stuff starts to happen. People get healed. Demons get cast out. Neben? Okay? Especially in Zimbabwe. He moet reg wees, papi. Okay? Jy kry lucky packets daar. Met sweets. But let me tell you what. When you feel off balance, go back to the gospel. Hey, when you're having a great time, even if you have joy and at this moment you're extremely happy because something amazing happened, embrace it, okay? Embrace moments of happiness. But even at that time, so hold on to the gospel, okay? God wants to build the joy in your life. Fruit, in and out of season. Hold on to the gospel because it is bearing fruit, like the Bible says, here in Secunda, okay? And now, it's going to bear fruit in Zimbabwe. Okay, if you think about our church group, started in Stellenbosch, almost 100 churches, if you include Malawi. It's bearing fruit everywhere. It's not us, not Shofar. Shofar's not great. We actually suck because we're full of people, all right? But the gospel is alive. Same with all these other churches in Secunda that does amazing work. It's the gospel, not the pastor. God can remove me now from this church. Someone here will stand up, take over, church will grow. It's not dependent on me. But isn't that amazing? It's not depending on me. Lord, it's you. Lord, it's you. I need this weekly. It's Monday. Yeah, another sermon on Sunday, Lord. Thank you that I don't have to do it. What about you? Where you work? Those people you cry for at night because you love them so much. Hey, he wants to use you, but it's not dependent on you. The gospel will do it. The good news of Jesus. If we can just ask God to help us that the good news remains good news. Because sometimes, as believers, we only bring people the bad news. Oh! You do not wear that. Oh! Okay? We need to inspire people out of their places of darkness, okay? Even in that place where they are messing their life up, you need to go get in there and tell them there's a hope for you in Christ. You need to get in there next to them in that black hole and say, hey, there's whoop. You can make it. You know what they're going to do tonight. You know they're going to mess it up. Someone needs to bring good news. They say the gospel is good news, but first it will make you very mad. Okay, because you have to give your whole life. But inspire people. When they see Jesus, they will go for him. Amen? Just say after me. The people at my workplace will meet Jesus. The people at my workplace will meet Jesus. Do you hear that? It's true. Check this out. Paul writes in Romans, he says, so I'm eager to preach the gospel, the good news. I'm eager to share this good news, all right? Why? Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. this message in your heart that has changed your life, and if you're here tonight visiting and maybe you're not sure whether you include it, listen, let me say it straight up. He loves you and he's calling you tonight. Done deal. And then he wants to start using you tomorrow. That's how it works. Okay? If you received one piece of bread, that's what you know to share. If you grow in Christ and you've received some bread, veggies, and meat, that's what you can share. But if you've got one thing, you can share it. If you know where church is, you've got something to share because you can bring someone. He wants to use you. There's a powerful message in you. It's the good news that Jesus loves you. The gospel bears fruit. Now, you know we're pointing a lot of our hearts towards we are going in the next while moving into a new venue. Let me just say this for us as a congregation. There's us here and there's individuals. We can know that it's the gospel that's going to change this town, not us. But he wants our hands on deck. Amen. But in one sense, we can pray, we can fast, we go for it. But when we go to bed, there's a silent trust. You are going to do it. You know, I've made up my mind, and it actually shifted in my heart just before I came to Secunda, when I left Cape Town. Oh, I was a young pastor. I started in the ministry when I was 25. I had a lot of frustration and anger because I would spend time with someone. I'm like, yes, this person, they're going to make it. And then I don't see them and they fall back and I am crushed. You know what I've learned? God changes lives. I love it when he uses me. But we give our best. We sing our hearts out. We pray. We invite. And then when church happens, we enjoy God's presence and he will touch lives. Amen. Same for your small group. Now for you personally, that's for the church. In your life, hang on, okay? Some of you may be frustrated. I want to see amazing things happen through my life. Take a breath, invite God, go day by day. Spend time with him in the mornings. Read your Bible, pray. Tell him you love him. Walk with your small group leaders. Walk with those God has placed around you, okay? Your brothers, the people that hold you accountable, it's so important. Just walk faithful. Amazing things are going to happen on the way. Amen? Step by step. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you don't have to rely on your amazing gifts and talents. Although we are super gifted, yeah, I must say that. But we can trust Jesus even to use that. Amen? And I just want to honor you guys going to Zim. Thanks for taking the good news out. We can stay here. We can stay here. I want to tell you guys, we've got probably an hour church. If you think about the finances that goes to mission, it's more than 100,000 rand a year, okay? We can keep it here and have better coffee or stuff. Hey, let's go. Let's change this world, amen? Let's live with a vision. I'm excited about that, amen? Awesome, let's go on. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth. That's by Jesus, okay? Colossians, second part of Colossians 1 is bragging about Jesus. Paul just writes, oh, Christ is so amazing. He's this and he did create everything and he holds everything together. And now we're in that place where he's just, it's almost like worshiping Jesus, but writing it for us to read. So if you want to worship, you're not sure what to say, you can take Colossians 1. Like even this version, you can say, Jesus, you created everything. Did you know that's worship? That's ascribing unto Christ honor out of your heart. Scripture is a good way to worship if you don't have words. By the way, let's go on. In heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created, very important, through him and for him. Okay. You were created, Rudy, by Jesus. That's what scripture says. And he designed you when? Before the foundations of the world. Alright? Same is true for each one of you. Yeah, but my parents had an accident. They made accidents. God didn't make an accident. Okay? Alright? That's what scripture says. He formed you in your mother's womb. Done. Why did he make you the way you are? I don't know, but he did it that way. Okay? You are not quite like anyone else. He made you that way. So take it and ask yourself, who am I? All right? But more important, whose am I? All right? Whose am I? That's more important than trying to do self-discovery. All right? You are made by Him, but you were made for Him. Super important. Why? Let me say this. We say this often because we talk about identity a lot in our church. Isn't that true? It's not planned. It comes through. Also with sonship the last while that we spoke through. But let me just say this. You cannot find fulfillment in life unless you find why you are created. All right? So unless you are found by Christ in love relationship, you will always have unanswered questions. All right? We're talking here about what keeps you going in ministry, what keeps you going for God. Let me just say this. Until you live for Him, you will not live for anything. You will be on that treadmill. Let's call it the 4x4 treadmill, okay? For some it's hair, or for some it's nails. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. I don't understand the lady side. I know, I like Bucky's, okay? So I'm not too worried about shoes and stuff. But for the girls, maybe a pair of shoes is like a 4x4. I don't know. But there's a treadmill. And if I'm not found by Christ, if I don't connect with Him, I'm on that thing. And you know what? It starts out like this. And I'm using way out the examples. I'm not knocking you if you've got a beautiful house and stuff. But it starts like this. Oh, you need to give your house an overhaul. Okay? When you're done, you need a new roof. You need a new dog. Oh, you need a new car. It never stops until you are 60. And you don't have a marriage. You don't have a purpose. Get out. Okay? Of that. Live for God. Bible says, if you build me a house, I'll build you a house. Isn't that amazing? Build the house of God with all your mind and all your love. He will build you a house. Amen? Now, to take it one step beyond, you were created, right? Everyone here. This is not the pastor. It's not Domini, okay? But Derimuduni, it's all of us, okay? You were created to bring people you know one step closer to Christ. Why? Because they were created through Jesus and for Him, okay? And so when you step in and partner with God, there's something electric in your spirit that comes to life. This is what I'm made for. You bring it starts like this. You don't even minister. You don't even pray and give 1,000 answers. You just bring someone to church. And you've got a heart for them. They're your friend. And you're sitting there and they're here. And when we make an invitation, they put their hand up to receive the Lord. And something in you jumps. Suddenly it doesn't care what's in your bank balance. It doesn't care what happened on the rugby field, maybe we lost or whatever. It's suddenly nothing happens. It's like, wow. Because you know what? You've been for a moment connected to eternity. For a moment, you changed eternity by bringing someone into a space and they accept Christ. And then you grow from there. Okay, we teach you, we've got all these courses, we build you up in the Spirit. Next time, you're the one receiving someone in front, praying with them. And you grow, and next time, you teach Bible school. Okay, the moment you engage with what you are created for, you'll never burn out in this world. You'll never burn out as long as you walk in what you were made for. And bringing people to Christ is very broad. We all do it in different ways. I do this tonight. If we had 20 people preaching tonight, it would be chaos. Amen? But we all have different gifts and it comes together. You guys minister the whole week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. You minister hearts turn. You bring them into a place they receive Christ or they receive during the week. We're all in full-time ministry, amen? The second point I want to make tonight is that when we lead others closer to Jesus, we are walking in our calling. Okay? What's my calling? What's my calling? Hey, help people one step closer to Christ on the journey, you'll discover. And what I discover is not so much about me as it is about Jesus. He just loves to use me, and I love to partner with Him. Because we change eternity forever. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing to think of that. So, once again, let's think about us as a church. And these are questions I ask myself a lot, and I pray and talk through these things at intercession with the leaders. But we need to ask as a congregation also, hey, are we still doing exactly what we are called to do? Okay? Or are we getting into sideshows and different things? And we ask that question a lot. What should we preach through? What is our heart for church? What are we doing here? And this is why we are here. We are here to introduce people in this town to Jesus. That's it. That's the short and the long of it. Amen? Sometimes we have to realign ourselves, okay? Maybe we get stuck into some other thing that's also important, and then God says, well, okay, that's great. Don't get caught up into that. Why are you here, Lord, to lead people to you? What about you? What about you tonight? Hey, maybe you love the Lord. Maybe you love to worship. Especially, we love to sing. We're a singing church, okay? You love Him. You love His Word. Hey, but the way you live, should you make a few adjustments? Okay, are you maybe just like walking kind of next to your calling? Like, it's almost like you can see it, but you're not walking in it. Make a realignment. Ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, how should I change my heart and my life? And He will show you, amen? Who's the best people to help you with that? Small group. They know you, all right? And they love you and they care for you. They see you discover God. They see you grow. You pray with them every week. Ask them, hey, am I doing well, guys? Take one or two of them for coffee. Stick your small group leader for coffee and ask them, how am I doing in my faith walk? Help me a bit. What can I do to grow more? That's why we have one another. Amen? That is the sweet spot. When we lead others close to Jesus, we are walking our calling. How is that even possible? Through the gospel. Which is powerful. Amen? Basic stuff. It's not rocket science, but it's awesome to talk to it. We're having a bit of a family time here tonight. Ons het bietjie om die tafel en praat oor dinge wat saak maak. Let's go on. We don't spend too much time. Colossians 1 verse 18. And He is the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He may be preeminent. Preeminent, that just means in everything, Christ is above all. Alright? He's all sufficient and He is first in everything. I want to make this very short and I just want to say this. Christ is the head of this church. Did you know that? And of every church that places Him in that position. Okay? He's captain here. All right? And so when we pray, when we seek Him, and when we are ready to obey Him, stuff starts to happen like it's happening this year. Why? Because He is here. The Bible says no one can come to the Father, all right, if Christ is not there doing a saving work. We see people come to Christ every week. We see marriages change. We see lives change. He is here. Now, what about you? Okay? Because if you are a part of this body, He's your captain as well. Isn't that amazing? Alright? Maybe you're a hidden part, okay? The Bible speaks of the hidden part. Did you know they're more important? The heart and the lungs. You don't see them, but let me tell you what. Take them out, you've got problems. Alright? Because you're doing all the work when no one's here. Let me tell you what. You are a part of the body. The Bible says He's the head. You are going somewhere. There's a collective blessing here. You are on a journey. Isn't that amazing? All right? So God gives us this church or a church where you're committed and that you love, and then He gives you people next to you. And they form part of the body. So the third point I want to make is this. Christ is the shepherd. He's a shepherd. He's the shepherd. He wants to shepherd you. Even if you're here for the first time, all right? Or for the 100th time, and there's something in your heart. He is here to shepherd you. He's here to bring you one step closer. He's here to show you the way. And we actually spoke about it before the service when we were praying. Sometimes He gives you something you don't want, all right? But it's what's best for you. Trust Him, okay? Sometimes you want to eat steak, and then God brings out the veggies. And He says, yeah, praise the Lord, there was no veggies on men's camp. It was banned. You had to leave it at the front gate. Beautiful. But let me tell you what. Can you quickly go, Steph, to the first slide? Just keep in mind, Christ is the shepherd. The title slide, please. Four truths that brings hope. Why can you have hope? Because it may feel like you're in a dead end. But let me tell you what. Just breathe. Open your heart. Open your ears. The shepherd is there. What does a shepherd do? He leads you to the green places where there's water. The shepherd is here. He speaks to us, but He also speaks to you. Isn't that amazing? He's not a God that's far off. The gospel is powerful. Then He makes you for Himself, and then He leads you. He's your shepherd. He's the head. Take hope, okay? All you have to do is listen and trust Him. Obey Him. Amen? Let's stand up tonight. Let's finish off. Warren, if you or Carla can just help us. We'll do the last point. You can stand up. No, this is your fourth one. You're going to do it standing because some heads are dropping here. I'm going to give you the key to get this started tonight. All right? I'm going to give you the key to get it started. Colossians 2 verse 6. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. Just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Do you want to walk in Christ? Do you want to feel like He's with you the whole day? Do you want to experience His closeness? Right? Not a happiness. Take that as well. Take the happiness. Okay? But happiness is what you get when you beat your friend in PlayStation. All right? It lasts about 20 minutes because then he beats you. Okay? That's happiness. Take it if it's there. But go for joy. All right? How do you get it? How do you walk with Him? Firstly, you must meet Him, all right? And then you need to shift the gear into thanksgiving. Okay? I'm going to say this in plain Afrikaans. Is it okay? But help me om te moan me. Okay? Praise is powerful. That's our last point. What is praise? Praise is thanking God for what He has done. How are you going to break out of a difficult situation? Through praise. Right? Now, happiness teaches us when something good happens to me, then I'm happy. Okay? Godly joy teaches us that when I'm in a difficult situation, I praise my way through it. Can you see the difference? So what I want you to do tonight is just close your eyes where you're standing. And I want you to start saying thank you. And don't stop until I stop. Start ripping away. Thank God for stuff. You can pray softly, but move your lips. Talk to Him, even if you whisper. Thank Him. Thank Him that He's with you in this difficult time. Thank Him that the gospel is so powerful. Just thank Him. If you are alone, thank Him that you are alive. That means He can still do something with your life. Amen? Thank you. that's feeling a connection with God for the first time in a long time. I want to make an invitation, because that's what we do around here, amen, and we respond. So I want you to keep your eyes closed, and here's my invitation. If He is telling you to do something, all right, and you are ready to trust Him, doesn't matter what it is, maybe something big, maybe it's something small, any direction, maybe if He's just telling you tonight, listen, you need to start being thankful and praising. If He is saying something tonight to you, I want you to put your hand up. And I'm going to pray for you exactly where you're standing. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hands. Keep those hands up. Now, I want to add to those hands. I want to ask you, if you are in what you experience as a dead end, I want you to put your hand up. If you say, hey, I need some momentum, because we're going to pray with you. Put your hand up. Okay, just where you are standing, everyone together, just follow me in prayer. Lord Jesus, you are here. You know me because you made me. You know my walk. You know my ways. You know my future. You know when I'm happy, and you know when I'm depressed. You know me. And I want to thank you, Lord, that the gospel is powerful. Change me, Lord. Change me, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that I am wonderful and fearfully made. I am your creation. I'm quite amazing because you made me. Show me my next step. Show me my next step. Keep your eyes closed. What is that? What is your next step? Bring it to God, just where you're standing. We're ministering from here. Bring it to God where you're standing and talk to Him about the victory you're going to get there. I'll give you 30 seconds. Talk to Him about your next step.